The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Get Paid, your one-stop shop for all things fantasy, gambling, and daily fantasy. We are proud partners of Underdog Podcasts. You can also find us streaming on Podcast One, and you can also find us streaming on YouTube at youtube.com/theunderdog. So, everybody out there, week 17 is weird. It's weird. I think it's probably the hardest week of the NFL season to bet, other than maybe week one of the NFL season. Both give you their challenges, but this is the week where you're not really sure, you know, if you're in the pick 'em contest, if you're in everywhere, you're not really sure which teams are going to rest their starters, whether they're playoff teams or whether they're just not competitive and, you know, they're looking to play younger guys. You don't know yet. So I want to caution everybody. I'm going to make these picks based on the information I have as of the time of this recording, which is Friday. But, you know, just please keep in mind that, you know, check the NFL.com/inactives. I'm going to run through playoff scenarios. I'm going to do all that. What I try to do as a bettor and then, you know, daily fantasy player or fantasy football player for that matter, is I look for games that try to give me the closest, you know, matchup to what we've seen for the rest of the regular season. What I mean by that is little variance. I'm not looking for teams that are out of the playoff hunt that might be resting their starters just for the sake of resting their starters. Like a candidate, for example, if I was Atlanta's head coach or, you know, general manager, I'd say, hey, rest Julio Jones. There's no point in leaving him out there. Rest Matt Ryan. There's no point in leaving him out there possibly getting injured. Now, are they going to do that? I don't know. Actually, I don't think that they are, but those are the types of things that'll happen. Obviously, if Matt Ryan and Julio Jones don't play, then their value against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be completely different. So what I try to do is I look for teams that are in the playoff hunt or teams that are coached by coaches that might be on their way out. Again, Atlanta is a good example of that. Maybe Dan Quinn, if he has control over personnel, he'll want to play those starters because he doesn't want to leave anything on the table because he's trying to save his job. So there are, out of the 16 games, there are 10 games with direct playoff implications, and those are the games that I'm going to probably be focusing on, but we will go game by game. As always, I look through, you know, I have the lines from Bovada Sportsbook. I do think that there are some very good value games out there. So let's just get rolling. I'm going to give you the fantasy football stuff as well. But again, please, everybody out there, take this with a grain of salt. And for our YouTube audience, we're just putting all these games, you know, one by one. Usually I break these things down, but I'm not going to do that this week because it's kind of a weird week. Again, it's week 17. So I don't know how strong the analysis is going to be based on whether or not these players are going to play. But to that end, let's start with Atlanta, who is, according to Bovada, plus one at Tampa Bay. Will Atlanta be playing their starters as of now? I'm seeing that they are playing their starters, but that could change. Tampa Bay, Chris Godwin is listed as questionable. I can't imagine Chris Godwin is going to play, which means you got Watson, you got Perriman at the wide receiver position. I think the teams will score points in this game. Myself, I like Tampa Bay to win this game by a field goal, but I'm probably going to remove this game off my board just because of the injuries at wide receiver to Tampa Bay. And then Atlanta, you know, are they going to play their starters? Aren't they going to play their starters? I don't really know. So I'm going to take this for safety's sake off of my board. I suggest you do it as well. But from a fantasy point of view, if everybody plays, let me list these out. I think Matt Ryan is a definite starter. Devontae Freeman's a starter. Julio Jones would be a starter. Russell Gage would be a starter. And then Austin Hooper would be a starter. For Tampa Bay, I do like Jameis Winston if he plays. I like, obviously, Godwin if he plays. I don't think he will, though, which means I like Perriman and Watson. And I like Watson a little bit more. And then I like Howard to get an uptick. As I've been saying with Mike Evans out, I think that helps Howard's value as well. Let's see. Next game on the list, we have Miami, according to Bovada, plus 16 at the New England Patriots. I don't think there's a single player I would play for Miami, even Devontae Parker. I just don't see the value there against New England's defense. Now, New England has to win to keep their bye. Well, I guess they don't have to, but for the most part, they're going to want to keep their bye week. They're going to be locked into the number two seed if they win this game. If they lose and if Kansas City can beat the Chargers, then New England falls to the number three seed in the playoffs and Kansas City gets the bye week. So New England's going to want to win this game. I think they will win this game. Now, me personally, I actually pick Miami. I have this as a 23 to 9 game. I have the Patriots winning very, very comfortably, but I think Miami can cover this spread. And I think that New England, though motivated, I think they'll basically hold Miami to low points, but I don't think they're going to score a ton either. I think it'll probably be a conservative ball control type game. So again, I think it's 23-9, very safe New England victory, but I think Miami with that 16-point lay, that's a big one for me. So I would take Miami, but again, for the most part, I'm going to take this off my board. I don't feel good about betting Miami against New England. I just, you know, one of my rules is never bet against Bill Belichick, so I'm going to keep that going. But like I said, no Miami players for New England. I like Tom Brady this week, yes. I'd like James White more than I like Sony Michel. I have Sony Michel as a sit and James White as a start. I think Julian Edelman scores well, and I don't really like anybody else for the New England Patriots. Again, I think it's like a 23-9, so safe victory for New England, but that's a lot of points to lay down in any matchup. Next game, we have Chicago plus 1.5 against Minnesota. Now, there's not a ton of playoff implications here because Minnesota is already in the playoffs, but they're not going to be able to improve their standing enough to overtake any of the teams above them. So they're going to be locked in there at the number 5 seed. Green Bay has won the division. So there's no real upside to, for instance, playing Dalvin Cook and rushing him back. They're going to keep him on the bench. Now, 1.5, that's a pretty thin line for me. I actually had this game as Minnesota 19, Chicago 17. I think it's going to be the type a game where Minnesota, it doesn't give you a warm, fuzzy feeling going into the playoffs. It's a game that probably Minnesota should win by 7-10. I thought that they should have beaten Green Bay last week. It didn't happen. So I think it's one of those games for Minnesota fans. You're just like, I'd really like to see a 10-point victory here, and it's going to be too close. I'm going to take this game off my board because I think it's too close. My computers do like Minnesota unanimously, but it's going to be an interesting one. Chicago, you know, are they going to play all their starters? Are they going to play Trubisky the whole game? I think they will. Because I think they're still looking for answers at the quarterback position. I think Trubisky will be motivated and will want to prove his point. He doesn't want to go into draft time, you know, with Chicago potentially looking for answers. You know, maybe there have been rumors about them trading for Cam Newton and those kinds of things. Teddy Bridgewater's going to be free agent. Trubisky's going to want to play well, and I think the rest of this team is going to want to play well as well. So it's just a dangerous game for Minnesota. Again, I take it off my board. From a fantasy point of view, I know I just said some nice things about Trubisky, but I still wouldn't start him. I do like Tariq Cohen this week, assuming he plays. Allen Robinson, I like him, assuming he plays, but I don't like anybody else. For Minnesota, I do not like Cousins. I'd give Boone another shot, especially in daily fantasy. Again, I don't think Madison or Cook would play. Why would they play either one of those guys that are banged up? They'll save them for the wild card round. Thielen and Diggs, yes or no, but again, I think Minnesota might give them a half and then yank them. So from a fantasy point of view, I see a lot of danger there outside of Boone. I think they're going to ride Boone early and often, and you're looking for volume and sure touches in week 17 of the NFL season, so it's pretty hard to project. Next game on the list, we have the LA Chargers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chargers, according to Bovada, are plus 9, so they're getting 9 points. This is a game, my theory is that Philip Rivers is going to retire. My theory is that Philip Rivers will inform the Chargers that he's going to retire before they go out in the game, and I think they're going to come out and just really put up maybe one of the best games they've played all year. I think that they will play well. I think they will exceed expectations, and I believe the Chargers will cover this spread. However, Kansas City is starting to peak. Kansas City needs to win this game. They need New England to lose in order to get that bye week. They do want that bye week. I believe that Kansas City will win this game, but I do not believe they cover. I think the Chargers will put together a nice game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So again, Kansas City to win, the Chargers to cover, and Philip Rivers to have a nice game in what I think will be his last game in his NFL career. So would I start Philip Rivers this week? I think you can find better value elsewhere, but if you're playing a lot of daily fantasy, then I think you can cycle him in. I think Gordon and Eckler have nice games, very nice games, both get in the end zone. I think Keenan Allen has a nice game, and I stay away from everybody else, including Hunter Henry. For the Kansas City Chiefs, I think that actually Mahomes has a little bit of a down game, but I'd play him anyway. However, I would not play him in daily fantasy. Running back is a question mark for me for Kansas City, so I'm going to stay away. I think Tariq Hill has a nice game, and I think Travis Kelce has a nice game, and I stay away from the secondary receivers. DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, I stay away from them this week. Next game, we have Green Bay, according to Bovada, is minus 12.5 at the Detroit Lions. I think Green Bay wins this game comfortably. Interestingly, the Detroit Lions have brought back Kerryon Johnson. This is a situation. They brought him back last week. He led the team in touches, yada, yada, yada. I like Kerryon Johnson quite a bit, but he's been injury prone. I would not play him in this game, but I think Detroit will, hopefully not for much more than a half. I stay away from from Kerryon Johnson. I think that Detroit will have tough sledding against the Green Bay defense. Green Bay now, in terms of playoff implications, they can get a bye week with a win or a New Orleans loss. They can still ascend all the way up to the number one seed in the NFC as well. So Green Bay is going to want to win this game. Green Bay will win this game. I believe Aaron Rodgers is a start. Aaron Jones is a start. I think Jamal Williams is a start this week. I like Davante Adams, and I don't really like anything else for Green Bay, although I am glad to see Alan Lazard just keeps moving up the depth chart and getting opportunities. For Detroit, I kind of stay away. I see everybody as risk. I wouldn't play Galladay too much. I think Detroit will probably give the Packers a half. Maybe Matt Patricia, you know, in an ego-fueled move, although he's already coming back, so he doesn't need to prove anything. Maybe he plays, you know, the team the whole game and tries to get them to play tough, but I don't think that's the move here. I think Green Bay wins comfortably. I don't like the spread. The spread's a little bit too high for me to play, but if I had to make a pick, it would be Green Bay. I'm just not going to bet my money on it. Next game on the list, we have Cleveland versus Cincinnati. Cleveland is -3 at Cincinnati. I don't like this game for Cleveland at all. I think this is the kind of game that Cleveland's starters, you know, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, they're not going to want to get hurt. They're already questionable. Baker Mayfield, it's a lost season already. Nick Chubb, you know, would you play any of these guys? I just think it would be an awful move for Cleveland to play these guys a full game. Cincinnati, they've already locked up the number one pick, so it actually doesn't hurt them to win this game. Interesting thing to say. But I do think Cincinnati comes out with some fire. AJ Green obviously isn't going to play, but I think Joe Mixon, he's been playing better as of late. You got John Ross, you have Tyler Boyd. I think Cincinnati is going to pull off an upset, honestly. I think they win by a point. Again, probably nothing I'm going to bet my money on, but I think Cleveland does not cover this game. In terms of fantasy, if Chubb plays, I mean, he's a start, but I got to think that they'll rest him at halftime if they even play him. I think all of these guys are risks. Now, on the Cincinnati side, I think they are going to play a lot of guys. I think John Ross will play and play well. I think Tyler Boyd will play well. I think Tyler Eifert and Andy Dalton. I mean, this could be Andy Dalton's last game with this group and with this Cincinnati Bengals team, honestly, depending on. They got the number one pick, and there's some good quarterbacks coming out. I think Dalton's done in Cincinnati. So with that said, I think he's going to put a nice game together. I would probably rotate him into some daily fantasy lineups, but if you're in one of those, you know, 2 week finales, I don't think I play him. There's somebody else that I'll talk about later in this episode that I like even more. The New York Jets, next game on the list. We have New York Jets +2 at Buffalo. This is another kind of weird game. Buffalo is locked into that number five seed. There's nothing they can do. As of the time of this recording, they have not chosen to sit anybody like Josh Allen or John Brown or any of these key guys. I believe that they will sit them. I think the New York Jets will play well. I think the New York Jets could win this game and will win this game in an upset. And I'm saying that assuming that Josh Allen is going to be sitting. Now, Matt Barkley behind Josh Allen could get you a nice game. I think as a passer, he's probably as good as Josh Allen is, but he doesn't have the same dynamic playmaking ability as Josh Allen does in the running game. Now they're going to, Buffalo is going to probably need that dynamic to win. If Allen plays, I think Buffalo wins the game. But again, I don't think he plays. And even if he does, I don't think he plays the full game. Let's see, the Jets. I don't really like anybody out there other than Le'Veon Bell, and I would not play Le'Veon Bell in daily fantasy. For the Bills, if Allen plays, I think he's a start, and I think John Brown would be a start, and I think Cole Beasley would be a start. But again, be very wary of the rest factor in week 17. Next game, we have Arizona +7 at the LA Rams. Big question mark here is whether or not Kyler Murray would play. Again, if it was me, I would rest him. There's no point in playing him with that banged up hamstring. If he plays, I think Arizona covers his spread, but again, I don't think he will. Now the Rams, you might get Goff on the bench, you might get Gurley on the bench. His name escapes me at some point. I should be able to remember this, but the old Jacksonville, Blake Bortles. I think he'll play well. If he plays in Goff's stead, really, I just think that I would take this game off my board. It's a lot of points. Kyler Murray has to play. There's a lot of factors, so I don't love it. Let's just assume Kyler Murray does play. I would sit him this week. I think Kenyon Drake is a start, and I think Kenyon Drake will get the full game here. I think that Christian Kirk will have a nice game for the Rams. If Goff plays, I think he's a start. Gurley won't play, so I would say Malcolm Brown is probably the start. Then you got Kupp and you got Woods, who I think are starts. And I actually really love Tyler Higbee this week, who I think will also play. Next game on the list, we have Oakland +3.5, according to Bovada, at Denver. This is a game that Oakland needs to win. This massive playoff implications. Oakland needs to win. Plus, they need Pittsburgh to lose. They need Tennessee to lose. They need Indianapolis to win. Basically, they need, and then after all that stuff happens, they need to win the strength of the schedule victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers, which basically requires any of these following teams to win. Chicago over Minnesota, which I don't think will happen. Detroit over Green Bay, which won't happen. The Chargers over Kansas City could happen, but I don't think it will. And then New England over Miami, which I think definitely happens. So again, a win by Oakland with a Pittsburgh loss and a Tennessee loss puts Oakland possibly in the playoffs there, depending on what happens with these other games and the strength of schedule with Pittsburgh, and I think that will happen. So the biggest question mark for me is whether Tennessee and Pittsburgh will lose those games. I do think Oakland wins. I do think Oakland certainly covers getting 3.5 points at Denver. I think Carr is a sit. I think Jacobs, I know he had surgery this week with a skin infection, but the big issue there is the shoulder. I think he'll play. I think he'll do well. And I think Darren Waller will do well. I'd sit everybody else. Now for Denver, I like Phillip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, I think, are starts. I think Cortland Sutton's a start, and I'd stay away from everybody else for Denver. But again, I think Oakland gets the win. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens with Tennessee and with Pittsburgh. So let's keep it moving now. Next game on the list, we have Philadelphia -4.5 at the New York Giants. I like Philadelphia to win this game easily. I'm going to take Philadelphia minus that 4.5. Daniel Jones came back last week. I don't really understand why the Giants were playing Daniel Jones at the end of the season. I don't understand what these teams are doing, to be honest with you. I don't get it. I think they should sit him. I think they should let Eli Manning finish out his career with the Giants. I doubt he'll be back with the team next year. You never know, but I doubt he'll be back. I would play Eli Manning again. Check the injury report. But what we do know is Philadelphia is going to be motivated. Jordan Howard is back. I think Wentz is a start. Howard, I don't like. Miles Sanders, I think they'll ride. I do think that Greg Ward will have a nice game. I think that also both Ertz and Dallas Goedert, assuming both can play, will also be definitely start-worthy and touchdown candidates. Now for the Giants, quarterback I stay away from. Saquon Barkley I'd play, but again, look for them to rest, some of these guys. Sterling Shepard will probably get some action. Golden Tate. I like actually all the receivers, Darius Slayton. I like these guys, but again, you got to pay attention to these teams that don't have a lot to play for. Why are they going to play their starters at that point? It's actually in the Giants' best interest to lose this game for a draft position point of view. Next game on the list, we have Indianapolis -4 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Indianapolis is out of playoff contention. No playoff implications here. I still think that Indianapolis will win this game, however. From a fantasy football point of view, I don't like Brissett. I do like Mac. I think Mac, assuming he plays, I think he'll do well. I think Hilton's a start as well. And Jack Doyle might also be a start. For Jacksonville, you have Gardner Minshew and DJ Chark kind of injured. Now, here's the thing. If Gardner Minshew is out and Nick Foles comes in and plays, that could be dangerous. Now, I believe Nick Foles is still on the active roster, but that could be dangerous for Indianapolis. It's one of these games, division game. I just think that Indianapolis is better coached. I think they're going to be properly motivated. I think they'll win this game against Jacksonville regardless. So again, I like them in the spread. But I don't really like a lot from the fantasy football point of view. Leonard Fournette, if he plays a full game, I like him. DJ Chark, if he can play, I like him. And that's about it from this entire game, other than, like I said, Mac and Hilton. Next game on the list, huge game for playoffs. Tennessee -3.5, according to Bovada, at Houston. Now, Tennessee, if they win, they're in. If they lose and Pittsburgh and Indianapolis lose or tie, or I'm sorry, if they lose and Indianapolis and Pittsburgh lose, then they still get in. Now, if they tie, then Pittsburgh, it's the win or loss. Basically, if you win, you're in. That's the easiest way to look at this. I think Tennessee will win. Derrick Henry will be back this week. Tannehill is a start. Derrick Henry's a start. I do believe as well A.J. Brown is a start and Jonnu Smith is a start. Now, for Houston, it looks like they're probably going to rest their starters because they're going to be locked into that number 4 seed. I don't see Deshaun Watson playing a full game, so I'm just going to stay away from Watson. I think Hyde and Duke Johnson will probably get some carries. Hyde is probably the better of those, in my opinion. DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think he's going to play long. Will Fuller is going to be out. I like this team a lot more when Will Fuller plays. I just think Tennessee wins this game comfortably, and I'm very, very leery of Houston and the resting their starters because it doesn't really improve their chances to win or to basically their injury laden team. Even J.J. Watt, coming off the injury, why risk him at this point? I don't think they'll do it. Another huge game, Pittsburgh Pittsburgh -2 at Baltimore on the road, -2 at Baltimore. Now, Pittsburgh is playing Devlin Hodges. Mason Rudolph went on the injured reserve, so they're rolling with Hodges for the rest of the season. I don't believe Hodges can really score against this Baltimore defense. I just don't believe it. Now, Lamar Jackson is not playing. Mark Ingram is not playing. So the point value has gone down. But RG3 in this system will play well. For me, it's not about whether or not RG3 can make this system work. It's whether or not he can be smart enough to avoid injury in this game. So on another podcast, I joked that RG3 would give you 2.5 quarters, 30 points, and then break his collarbone or something like that. I mean, I think that's the most likely scenario. I do think that Baltimore wins this game, so I'm going to take those points. Gus Edwards will do just fine. I love Ingram. I love RG3, and I love Gus Edwards this week. Mark Andrews, if he plays a full game, I like him. If not, you know, a guy like Nick Boyle would be great. I think they'll probably lean a little bit lighter. Marquise Brown, they'll probably rest him a little bit. So it's going to be guys like Snead and Roberts and Boykin at the wide receiver position. But I think RG3 and Gus Edwards gets this game done for Baltimore. So I actually like Baltimore quite a bit this week. Now for Pittsburgh, I don't like any other player other than, I guess, James Washington and James Conner. I'd like both of those guys, but I don't like Smith-Schuster if he plays or anybody else. Last game of the week, we have San Francisco -3.5 at Seattle. I have Seattle covering this spread. I have this as a San Francisco 30, Seattle 28, somewhere in that area. I think it's going to be very similar to last game. Seattle, keep in mind, Chris Carson is gone for weeks, if not for the season. CJ Procise also gone, Rashad Penny gone. So what happens is they have now their four-string running back, something Homer, who's going to be toting the rock. I do think he's a start, by the way. And then you have Marshawn Lynch. The idea is that Lynch is going to work himself back in, and Homer's going to be the guy this week. That's what all the press is saying at this point. But I don't think that's going to be enough to beat San Francisco. I believe San Francisco will be the number one seed in the NFC. I believe Seattle will be the number five seed, but this could also switch. Seattle could be the number one seed in the entire NFC, depending on what happens with the New Orleans Saints and Green Bay Packers games. This is going to be a wild finish. You know, the afternoon games are going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see them. But let's just talk about the fantasy football point of view here. Again, I do think Seattle covers this spread. I don't like betting this game. And again, I think San Francisco wins the game. Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he's probably a sit. I do like Raheem Mostert. I like Debo Samuel, and I love George Kittle this week. For Seattle, I have Russell Wilson as a sit, although San Francisco has been giving up many points as of late, so pay attention there. We have, at the running back position, Homer, like I said, is a start. Tyler Lockett is a start. I don't like Metcalf. I don't like Malik Turner. I don't like David Moore, and I don't like Jacob Hollister either. That is a full week. Week 17 of the NFL season. It's going to be wild. Once again, everybody, please check the inactives list. Please check the press. As of the time of this recording on Friday, this is up-to-date information, but things are going to switch on Saturday. So please, please, please pay attention to that. Everybody out there, if you're making your bets, you be conservative this week. Bet on games that you think is, you know, are going to follow suit. So San Francisco versus Seattle, we know we're going to get a tough game there. Pittsburgh versus Baltimore, how big is that Lamar Jackson, can RG3 have a good game? These are the things you have to look at. You have to project who's going to be inactive. You have to project which teams are going to rest their starters for the full game or for a full half, and how that will impact everybody out there. I did my best to try to describe all that. But yeah, it's going to be a wild finish there. So yeah, Bovada has a lot of big spreads here. Like I said before, Green Bay -12.5. Bovada has Miami +16 over the Patriots, against the Patriots. I didn't even mention. So Washington, I missed this game. Washington is, according to Bovada, +11 at the Dallas Cowboys. I think Washington could potentially even upset the Dallas Cowboys this week. Haskins will be out. Case Keenum will be starting. This offense will work better. I think McLaurin is a start. I think that Adrian Peterson is a start. I don't really love anybody else in Washington. For Dallas, I think Prescott is a start. Obviously, they need to win. The Dallas Cowboys need to win in Philadelphia to lose for them to make the playoffs. So still very much alive. So once again, Dak Prescott's a start. Ezekiel Elliott's a start. I think Amari Cooper has a nice game. Michael Gallup has a nice game. I even think Randall Cobb has a nice game. And I don't like Jason Witten or Jarwin at tight end. So Dallas is an interesting one because I just think that Washington, and then again, I said this last week when I said Washington probably should lose that game to the Giants last week, but it's the type of game that franchise usually wins. And what I mean by that is, as somebody who has followed that franchise for about 30 years, I don't follow them as closely anymore because I'm bitter over Dan Snyder, as regular listeners to this podcast know. But, you know, basically, Washington historically wins games at the end of the season that if they lose, you know, let me state this another way. Let's just say a scenario. This has happened multiple times where Washington is completely eliminated. They suck during the year. And if they just lose the game, they'll get the number two pick in the NFL draft, which would be the case this year. And without fail, they always win that game and then drop to like eighth in the draft. So the best thing for this franchise to do would be to lose this game against Dallas, their foe. And I think they're going to win this game in an upset. And Dallas, of course, they need to win this game. If they lose it to Washington, you know, Jerry Jones is going to go nuts. I know it's Washington, you know, the Washington fans out there would love to eliminate Dallas from playoff contention, but Philadelphia is probably going to do that against the Giants anyway. There's really no upside to Washington winning this game other than just, you know, the loving beating Dallas. And I understand that, but, you know, Washington, as weird and slimy as this makes you feel, the better thing to do here would be for Dallas to win this game. So you can get the number two pick, get a real quarterback, because I don't believe in Dwayne Haskins. Maybe get a new coaching staff. Maybe you can entice somebody to come over. I don't know who they're going to hire. We'll see. It's an interesting franchise. But there you go. Now that brings me to my full week of picks. I hope everybody out there has some great luck this week. I'll be back breaking down the playoff games. Going into wild card weekend, we're going to be really back intense. I hope everybody had a great end of the year, great holidays, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate. And yeah, have a great week. We'll be back with some more content soon. Thanks.
You want to get paid? Then get paid. Sean and Brad help you with the games, from the fantasy to the gambling. We the NFL experts help you win. You better tune in for the two hosts. They know everything from the players to the coaches. So get paid on a Sunday, because the team right here know the game the most. From Chi-Town to the Florida coast. Got swag, got butter with the toast. Brad's a washed up model, don't hate on that. Sean writes the fantasy football almanac. So quit that losing, time to win. We talk fantasy or real, whatever you win. You're going to wish this podcast never end. Now get ready for the best show to begin. Let's go.